It's an honor to stand here today with my colleagues in this body and rise in support of Senate Bill 74. Senate Bill 74 allocates up to $10 million in tax credits annually over a 10-year period, or potentially $100 million over a decade, to qualifying pediatric cancer research institutions in Pennsylvania as designated by the Secretary of Health. Each institution could potentially earn up to $2.5 million in any given year for pediatric cancer research. And the money must exclusively be utilized for pediatric cancer research. So why is this important? It's important because less than 4% of cancer research funding is allocated towards pediatric cancer research. Meanwhile, cancer remains the leading cause of death by illness for those under the age of 15. Due to lack of research, many of the treatments for pediatric cancer kids were actually designed for adults generations ago. In many cases, they cause long-term physical, psychological, and emotional damage. It's also noteworthy, throughout the course of the last couple of years, there has been shortages of these critical life-saving treatments, which has caused rationing of drugs like vincristine. I've been very proud of this body for their support of children with pediatric cancer research over the last couple of years, and we have done a lot to help them in some of the most trying battles that we can imagine. This, however, is probably the biggest, most critical need. I believe all of us, and I see so many gold ribbons being worn by my colleagues or gold colors in honor of the day, have met families or even have loved ones who have gone through these battles. And I often wonder sometimes, you know, if I'm having a bad day or I'm listening to my children who tell me how difficult their day was, I often think about these kids. I think about these kids who are battling this deadly disease by no fault of their own. And I think even more about those that not only are engaged in that battle every day, but then they have the courage to come up here with their families to battle, to find a cure, to find better treatments, because they don't want to see future kids go through that same pain. They don't want to see future parents who have to go through this pain alongside with their children as well. This is important. And I believe we will have the support to get this done from the Senate, and I pray that we get it through the House this year and to the governor's desk. And there's no better way to honor those who have come here to make this difference, but also to honor those angels who we've already lost by passing this bill and saying that this is a priority. These children, their battle, their families, and those angels who have gone before us are a priority to us all. So I urge my colleagues to once again stand with these children and the families that battle pediatric cancer and say enough's enough. We need to tackle this challenge. Thank you.